Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Irish on Tap, a podcast about the Notre Dame Fighting Irish presented to you by On Tap Sportsnet. I'm your host, Brandon Suarez. You can follow me on Twitter at VDon300, and you can follow our main account at On Tap Irish. Today, we're going to be doing two things. We're going to be breaking down our first victory of the season against the Cal Bears, and then we're going to get you guys ready for this weekend's matchup against the North Carolina Tar Heels down in Chapel Hill. Tougher game than in years past, considering where our team is at this year, but I wouldn't necessarily count us out. But before we get into this upcoming weekend's matchup, let's take a look back. So last weekend, Cal came to Notre Dame, and again, not a very pretty game by our standards. Cal jumped out to an early lead. We had a quick response with a Chris Tyree touchdown, and then Cal took the lead into the half, and then sure as shit, right on the other side of the half, we find a quick touchdown courtesy of Audric Estime. And then almost immediately after the next drive, Cal takes the lead again. Blake Group tied the game up to start the fourth quarter. And then Michael Meyer ultimately caught the game-winning touchdown. I sent the preemptive "we have won a football game" tweet like six times too early, because that last drive with Cal, there was like an interception to start the drive overturned. There was like a fourth down or a third down stop that I misinterpreted, thought that was the end of the game. And then the fumble where Plummer's knee was down and Tariq Bracey ultimately ran it back to the end zone, which was like the cover the spread touchdown, the hit the team total touchdown, all that. I did end up rocking with the team total. It was 26.5, and I thought friend of the program Tariq Bracey was going to bring it home for us, but the play got called back, rightfully so, and they fell underneath the number, but I did grab a little bit of Notre Dame -3.5 at halftime, and as you see with the final score, that did hit. My mindset behind that bet was, look, dude, it's do or die. We're not losing again. And if you take a look at the numbers, again, not a very statistically pleasing game. Drew Pine was 17 of 23, so good in terms of completion percentage, but only for 150 yards. They didn't really test the ball down the field, and they stuck true to their guns as far as rushing the football, especially in this situation where you're not starting your preferred quarterback. Not to say that we've seen great football from Tyler Buckner this year, but he was the starter, and they tried to throw a little bit more. Estime had 18 carries for 76 yards, so maybe he listened to last week's show, because I was definitely on his coattail needing to see more production from him, and he answered the call. And then two, Chris Tyree, 17 carries, 64 yards. Obviously not as good of a game as Estime, but you know he does stuff in the passing game as well. He had 5 receptions for 44 yards. So overall, more yards than Estime. And Estime, or actually, no, Estime, too, with 3 of 43. So look at that, the two backs leading the way. My goodness, I don't know how I missed that. Hey, if you can get a little bit of thunder and lightning and a little bit of yin and yang and just have two different types of backs that can hit you, I'm all the way there for it. Couple catches for Styles, couple for Lindsey, and even though Meyer only had 2 catches, he found one in the end zone that ultimately ended up being the game winner. On the defensive side of the ball, you hold a team to 17 points, and at Notre Dame Stadium, you should expect to win every single time that you do that. Really want to talk about the growth that we've seen from Howard Cross III on the defensive line. This game, he finished with 7 total tackles. Incredible work from the young man. And then the Adam Alola brothers both had 4 total tackles and accounted for 2.5 sacks, 2.5 tackles for loss. Foskey also had a sack and a half and 2 tackles for loss. So the defensive line is the reason why you hold a team like this to 17 points. And we've talked about almost since the inception of the show, every single year we have a great defensive line. We usually have 2 ends that end up going to the league, and then one of the interior guys usually ends up making some noise. Foskey is supposed to be the leader of that group, but the Adam Alola brothers are both quality, and I'm pretty sure, I don't know if it was Justin or Jason, but one of them was on like the PFF All Week 3 team for last week for their performance. I do want to see this defense stayed consistent. They have for 3 weeks now, to where we haven't seen a team that we've played go over 30 points. This week that might change, but who knows? There's a reason why they play the games. I have a feeling that North Carolina is not going to get everything that they want against us the way they got it against App State
or Georgia State, or I don't even know who the third opponent was on their schedule. But looking back on the Cal game, again, not a pretty win. Not, you know, we're favored by two touchdowns, I think, going into this game. Not a game that you want to be this close. But at this point, you just need to find ways to win football games and progress this team forward so that you can get Marcus Freeman acquainted with being the head coach at Notre Dame and all the pressure that comes with it. We probably will lose recruits if we don't continue to play up to the standard of Notre Dame. So we need to continue to win football games and find ways to entice recruits based off of our play currently on the field to help get more recruits in the door, because nobody wants to go to a program that isn't winning football games. It's just the fact of the matter in college football in this current day and age. And, you know, if your name is in the hat for a school like Notre Dame, you could go to Alabama or Ohio State or Clemson or Oklahoma or any of these schools and maybe have a little bit more success in the winning department. And then too, you're in a conference, so you're automatically, you know, a shoe-in for the college football playoff if you have that type of season. We don't know what Notre Dame for the college football playoff will look like in the future, but I can assure you, he's definitely not in the conversation this year. And I just want this team to find a way to get to like 8 or 9 wins. And that's sad to say. It's unfortunate considering how we've been the last few years, but that is just the fact of the matter with this current Notre Dame team. Put one on the board this week, you find a way to beat Cal, and now you're on to North Carolina, a team that's 3-0, a team that we do have an opportunity to hand their first loss of the season. And I know North Carolina probably salty about the way the game happened last year in South Bend. I was at that game. This is the Kyren Williams one. It was the Kyren Williams run game. I was able to go see it with my mom. It was an incredible time. And yeah, I'm hoping it's not that type of game where it's like a shootout to where they're only down 10 late in the game, driving with a chance to make it a one possession game. But their quarterback, Derek May, and them guys, they score a lot of points. So the fact of the matter is we're going to have to play a sound defensive game. But on the final topic of the Cal game, I think for Marcus Freeman, congratulations for his first win as the Notre Dame head coach. I know it took a lot longer than all of us anticipated, but now that he got the first one under his belt, the rest will all fall in where they may. And I expect him to win a lot of football games as the head coach of Notre Dame. And I'm glad that he was able to get that out of the way, because if he were to lose the first three games in this season and then go to North Carolina and lose, I don't know what the future would look like with Marcus Freeman. And I know it's way too early to tell, but you don't start a new job and lose the first four games in a regular season. And then obviously he lost the bowl game as well. The Tommy Rees clip was incredible, if you will. And it was like they panned over on NBC to Tommy Rees in the press box, which is where he calls his plays from. And it's literally him on the phone with Drew Pine. And all you can see him mouthing is, "Do your fucking job. All of your teammates are depending on you." And it went viral on Twitter, Instagram, all over the place. But it has since been said that they just start coaching them up. They're coaching them hard. And honestly, nobody really had a problem with it. I'm sure Drew was probably like, "All right, bet," and then went out and threw a touchdown on the next drive. I don't remember exactly what drive it was during the game, but I know the clip went viral on social. And an incredible scene from our former gunslinger and now offensive coordinator in Tommy Rees. On the offensive side of the ball, I'm going to go tandem player of the game. I'm going to do tandem on both sides. Tandem player of the game on the offensive side of the ball will go Audric Estime and Chris Tyree, both running backs. Both running backs had over 15 carries and over 60 yards, and both running backs also had at least 40 yards in the passing game, and both guys found the end zone. So can't ask for much more out of your two premier backs, and I would really hope that we can run the football and eliminate some possessions in this North Carolina game, utilizing these two guys to do that. On the defensive side of the ball, like I said, I'm also going to go tandem for player of the game. I'm going with the Adamalola brothers. They are just a physical force up front that not too many people want to handle. I look to them to have another big game this upcoming week against a very weak offensive line on North Carolina. But they put their best foot forward. And like I said, their stats for this game, both guys combined for 4 tackles. Jason had a sack and a half, and Justin had a sack. So 2.5 sacks,
8 tackles from the brothers on the D-line for the Adamalola family. Can't ask for much more than that. And I look forward to seeing which guys go where in the NFL from this D-line, because it's probably our best unit that we have as a team, to be honest, either the backs or the D-line, and I'm probably leaning D-line. I'm happy we were able to find a way to win this football game. My head was starting to explode at how this season has started, but we have won a game. We have a little bit of momentum. And now, this week, we travel to North Carolina, who, like I said, is 3-0 on the year. And going into this game, we have a 53.5% chance to win against North Carolina on the road by the Football Power Index from our friends over at ESPN. And it is a pretty much pick 'em. So North Carolina is favored by -1.5 points and is -125 on the money line. Notre Dame +1.5 and +105. The over-under is 55.5 points, and it's a very tight, tight game. I could see us winning in convincing fashion. I could also say the same for North Carolina, and I could see it being a close game. I don't really know where my loyalty lies on the betting angle of this game. I probably will just not bet it because, like I said, we're not a very trustworthy team, especially when it comes to putting money down on. But I will be in the trenches, doing the tweets, willing this team to find a way to win a football game this Saturday, because we have to get back to 500. We cannot continue to go one step forward and then two steps back. Let's find a way to win this football game and ruin the start to the UNC season. Make sure they go into conference play 3-1. Like I said, so far on the season, they're led by quarterback Derek May, who has 930 yards, 11 touchdowns, and a pick on 72 of 97 passing the ball so far this season. It's an offense that averages 51.3 points per game. They have 21 total touchdowns on the season. And they're a team that can hit you in a variety of different ways. I saw, as I was doing my research for the show for this week, that wide receiver Josh Downs will be playing against Notre Dame this week. For those of you guys that remember the game last year, that was number 11, their shifty slot receiver. He's really fast, really quick in and out of his breaks, and could present an interesting matchup nightmare for our defensive backs. As you know, our defensive backs are not the cream of the crop. I think the best of the unit so far this season, at least with their play, has to have been Tariq Bracey. But he plays the slot. He's not like the one or two. They don't give him as many snaps as he deserves. But on the offensive side of the ball, this is a team that scares you. They can score any single play. They can score in two-minute drives. They're not really a team that's going to, you know, pound the rock and take long, you know, sustained drives. But if you've watched any of their games this year, like, their games have been absolute chaos. That game against App State came down to the wire. There was like 60 points. I'm not even kidding. There was literally 60 points in that fourth quarter. The game against Georgia State was back and forth. Georgia State was up, and then they were down, and then ultimately North Carolina pulls away, wins the game, does not cover. I think the spread was 7.5 on that one. But, yeah, the App State score is 63-61. That looks like a college basketball score, like for some of the stinker teams that can't really score a lot of points. And then against Florida A&M, which is an FCS program, they won that one 56-24. So, yeah, it's the toughest offense we've seen so far this season as far as on their form. Now, obviously, Ohio State just hung 77, but at the time that we played them, they were not a 77-point-a-game offense, right? Like, they hadn't – that was the first game. There was no rhythm. They didn't have time to build up to that. For North Carolina, they've had 3 weeks to find out who they are as a football team. And in traditional Notre Dame fashion, any team that ever gets to play Notre Dame has a bye week before they play us. So their last game was on the 10th against Georgia State. They take the 17th off. And then on the 24th, they're at home against us. So death, taxes, and the teams that we play having a week off before us, unless it's week one. And in that case, they have the whole summer off before us. So I hate that part of the scheduling for us where teams are always well-rested coming into Notre Dame. I think ultimately, this is a game that you have to eliminate possessions and you have to have long, sustained 6, 7, 8 minute drives, and they have to result in touchdowns, because this North Carolina team's going to score points. Like, it's a battle of which side's willing to break, right? Because if you look at the Notre Dame defense is the best of the two units so far this season. Even though they didn't have the best game of the season against Marshall, they're only giving up 18.3 points per game, and they've only given up 7 touchdowns in 3 games. So a lot of those points have been field goals, and one of those was a pick six too. So you got to take in the pick six against Marshall. I truly do believe that this is a game that we should have all intentions of winning. I understand we're slight underdogs, and that is what it is, but we have not proven, at least to Vegas, that we're a team that's worth putting any money on. So I think us being slight underdogs -1.5 is warranted. But I also think, again, the FBI has it right, 56% chance to win. In the trenches, we're stronger. In the skill positions, I'd say it's probably a little bit of a toss-up. And at the quarterback, we're at a disadvantage. But I think if we can neutralize May with the pass rush and then maybe get a couple early turnovers or some early points, I think this is a game that we could really establish our identity in and show, hey, the first 2 weeks, that wasn't Notre Dame football. This is what you're going to see from this team week in and week out. I really hope I'm right. I think this is a game that you have to score upwards of 35 points to win. Can this offense score 35 points? We haven't seen them do it yet this season, but North Carolina's defense couldn't stop me and the first 11 listeners of this show, or the first 10 listeners, I'll play all-time quarterback of this show, from scoring a touchdown. We would find a way, no matter who it was. You know what I'm saying? So on the reverse end of that spectrum, the North Carolina defense is giving up 37.7 points per game. And I do realize I did make a mistake. We're averaging 18 points per game. We're giving up 21. So we have a negative point differential by 3 points right now at this point in the season. Absolutely hate to see that for us, but it is what it is. Yeah, something has to give. They score 51, we give up 21. I think we could find a nice happy median at a 35-31 Notre Dame victory. I think this is a game that time of possession has to automatically be over 30 minutes, but I would like to see the time of possession range anywhere from 30 to 40 minutes. And then on the defensive side of the ball, I'd like to see us at least +1 or +2 in the turnover category. Drew Pine, if there's one thing that we've seen from him in his time at Notre Dame, is that he is good at protecting the football, and I would expect that same sentiment to hold up this week for the junior quarterback. I really hope that he's able to start and find some sort of rhythm with wide receivers such as Braden Lindsey and Lorenzo Styles. So we obviously know what we're going to get from Michael Meyer, and we saw he was able to create a little bit of a rhythm with Audric Estime and Chris Tyree through the air last week. This is a game that we're going to need everybody's best foot forward. We're going to need as many points as we can possibly get. And I think this is a game that has the potential to see us have our highest offensive output up to this point of the season, and maybe, you know, perhaps all year, depending on how well we fare against their defense. It's going to be tough. It's not going to be easy, especially with how ugly our offense has been. But I think if our defense can keep us in the game, there's no reason why we can't come back from Chapel Hill with a victory. For my offensive players of the game, I am going to go with Drew Pine. I think Drew Pine needs to play a clean game. I'd like to see him throw for at least 200 yards, and I'd like to see him have 2 touchdowns on the afternoon. Hopefully he can get one to each, maybe one to Styles, one to Lindsey, get everybody involved and get their confidence built and them moving towards the rest of the season. On the defensive side of the ball, I think it's an important day for the secondary. I'm looking to friend of the program, Tariq Bracey, to have a phenomenal day. I think Tariq has showed out so far this season, especially in his new role where he's kind of bouncing around on that defense, more of a gadget guy. But this is a guy that you can expect to get a lot of snaps this week because North Carolina runs a spread offense. There'll be 3, 4, and 5 wide receiver sets, and we are going to need as many skilled and experienced members of the secondary out there at any given moment. So I'm going with Tariq Bracey on the defensive side of the ball.
And on special teams, I am going to say it until I'm blue in the face. I need a Chris Tyree return touchdown. I would like to see it this week. It would be beautiful to add a touchdown without even having to put our offense on the field. And whether it's defense or special teams, I think if we get one of those two units to get a touchdown on an unexpected play, just write it off as a win right away because it's extra points on the board. For my score prediction, like I said, I have Notre Dame winning this one 35-31. If there is a bet that I do think – nah, I'm not even comfortable saying that because I could see this being a boa constrictor game and somehow finishing under 55.5. If you bet on Notre Dame during this game, God bless your soul. But I think I will be sitting out from partaking in any of those activities for this game. And just like I said, trying to will our team to a victory against North Carolina in a hostile environment, hoping that we can prevent another post-game Mac Brown dancing celebration. But with that being said, this was another episode of Irish on Tap presented to you by OnTap Sportsnet. I'm your host, Brandon Suarez. You can follow me on Twitter at BDon300, and you can follow our main account at OnTap Irish. Really do appreciate you for taking a listen to today's show. On this episode, we discussed last week's victory against Cal, and then we took a look ahead to this week's upcoming matchup against North Carolina on the road this Saturday at 2:30 Central, 3:30 Eastern time. Like I said, to find a way to win a football game, the goal is to go 1-0 each week and continue to stack and crack until we have a team that's bowl eligible, and hopefully it's a damn good bowl. But right now, the fact of the matter is we are not a very good football team, and we have to continue to push forward. Just got to find a way to win one game at a time, and it starts again this week with North Carolina. But again, we really do appreciate you for listening. We'll be back with you guys on the other side of this game, and go Irish.